joining the conversation this morning. It's always a pleasure to have Barb Enright Miller. She is a counselor with the city of Belleville. Good morning, Counselor Enright Miller.
Good morning, and thanks for having me on.
Good morning, Barb.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, thank you for joining the show. You know, I know that you reached out earlier this week and you said that you wanted to come on the show to talk about the Accessibility Excellence Awards here in Belleville. But you know what? I just did not appreciate, Bar, when you messaged me at 9:30 and I was trying to get to sleep.
Oh, really?
I really was. The baby's just keeping me up all night.
Way to go, Enright Miller. You just lost a vote.
I did. Sorry about that, Miriam.
Actually, I was at a city hall meeting with Barb yesterday, and she gave me this envelope, and she asked me to open it when we come on the air with her. And
opening it now.
Oh, my goodness. I can only imagine.
Well, you said don't read it on the air, but I will. It says here.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Music, please, Chico. Can we get some music? Dear Miriam, I'm writing this letter to express my sincere admiration and gratitude for you. You're new to our city, only here now 4 years. You're an amazing person. I wanted to let you know how much you mean to the city. Your kindness, strength, and you're always a shining star comes through every day. Sincerely, Barb Enright Miller.
Oh, well, thank you, Barb. Yeah. That's just lovely.
I mean, every word. Aww. Every word of it, Miriam.
Warmed my heart.
Oh, that was very Aww. Nice.
And thank you, Sean, for sharing that with Miriam and the rest of the people.
No problem.
Oh, bless you.
I'm still patiently waiting for my letter. But anyway.
It's coming.
It's in the mail. Okay, so the city of Belleville has the Accessibility Excellence Awards nominations open on a serious note. So many people doing so many wonderful things for those with accessibility challenges. Where do you want to start this morning, Counselor Enright Miller?
Okay, so yes, I'm so excited. Let's talk Accessibility Excellence Awards. So the nominations, as you said, are now open, and this is our second year presenting Accessibility Awards. This wonderful committee that you and I are on are the most dedicated group, and they came up with this brilliant idea to shine a light and award those in our community that really try to do more and make their environment more accessible for all. So our hope, by acknowledging these people that go above and beyond to improve accessibility, and we want to celebrate them and their commitment to equality and inclusivity, and we also want to inspire others to do the same and follow suit. So the categories we have again this year are the same: environment, customer service, education, and this year we've added transportation. And the nominations are open.
All right. So
you can...
Barb, I just wanted to point this out. So I completely agree. We do need something like this, like the Accessibility Excellence Awards, because personally, I've found like myself inaccessible to lots of areas here, especially downtown, you know, because I've got this big stroller. And I was thinking, how do people with wheelchairs go about it? Because it's really hard. You got the stroller, you can't go through the doors, and it's really difficult sometimes, and you can get yourself in like really tight, narrow spots. So it's really important to highlight this fact.
And those are the types of conversations we have at the Accessibility Committee, which Enright Miller, Councillor Miller chairs. But it's those conversations as we continue to make our city more accessible. And there's been some great strides. Would you agree, Counselor?
I would totally agree. And Sean and I are so fortunate to work with this group who all have some sort of, I will say, disability in a different way. And they force us to look at things with a different lens, because it could happen to any one of us. And there's so many things in as you walk around the city or go into places that, you know, people struggle with having to enjoy our city and different places. So we just want to encourage people to make their spaces more accessibility, and we think these awards are a step to help do that.
Yeah, it really is. And everybody can participate, you know, in our city. So you're suggesting they go to the city website. All the information is there.
Yep, the nominations can be submitted to the public until May 8th at 4:30, I think, and the awards will be announced at, we're having a special recognition ceremony on the 27th. It's going to be held this year again at the Quinney Sports and Wellness Center, and it's 11 till noon, and we're hosting it during National Accessibility Week.
Yeah, and I believe, Barb, also you can pick up a physical form to make nominations at the Wellness Center, City Hall, and the Belleville Public Library.
Absolutely, and we also have ASL interpretation and alternative formats for nominations for those who need that. All you have to do is contact accessibility@belleville.ca.
Belleville City Councilor Barbara Enright Miller. Thank you for joining the show this morning and the conversation. And accessibility awards up on Belleville's City Hall website. Anything else to get in this morning?
Anything else? No, I just one more thing. Thank you so much for having me. But I just remember the last time I was on, Councillor Kelly, and we had our accessibility meeting. You were so sick and you fell asleep on the Zoom meeting. I just can't wait for you to see the minutes and all the work that we've given you. Because you couldn't say no. I'll just finish on that. I'm just waiting for you to read those minutes.
Well, thanks for pointing that out, Barb.
Yeah, no problem. No problem.
It's one of my most embarrassing moments. And you have to come on this show and mention it, Enright Miller.
To remind everybody.
Every time you snored, we thought that was a yes. So, yes.
It was a few weeks ago. I was I had a man cold.
You did. You had the man flu.
And I was so sick. And I said, I'm going to do the Zoom meeting, and I'll go up to my room, prop the pillows. And when I will, Enright Miller was speaking. And when I woke up, it was 6:30 at night. The last thing I heard you say was, welcome to the meeting.
Yes, that is the last thing you heard me say, but all those minutes are
All right,
full of your comments.
All right. Thank you, Barb.